Morning, Ireland. It's 11 minutes past seven. And the big question here and across Europe this morning is whether the European Central Bank is going to hike interest rates again at its meeting today. Are borrowers going to be forced to pay more for their loans because the ECB thinks inflation is still too high? We'll know the answer in a few hours. But for more on the factors that will swing the bank's decision, I'm joined by Stephen Kinsella, Professor of Economics at the University of Limerick and Chief Economics Writer with The Currency. Stephen Kinsella, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So, are we going to get this hike today or not?
I think it's likely that we will. There's a couple of factors leading into the decision. The first is that, as you said, inflation is still too high. It was 10% and above this time last year, and it's around 5% now. It's falling rapidly, obviously, but it's still 3 or 4% too high. The ECB is legally mandated to keep inflation at around 2%. That's on one side. So on the other side, the sort of negatives to the decision are that the major economies of the Eurozone, like Germany, are actually slowing down. It looks like industrial production there is not going too well. And there's a couple of other kind of factors, not the least of which is the war and how long it's dragging on. But it looks to me like they will probably increase it one last time or signal that they'll pause in this month and then try for an increase in October. That will be the 10th increase in about 18 months, which is an incredibly fast, steep increase. As everybody on a tracker or a variable mortgage will know, the interest rate increases for our economy are not great. But it is a key decision, but it's very likely that we're at the end of these, whether it happens in September or October, it's very likely that we're at the end of the interest rate increasing cycle.
Except the factors that are pushing inflation up, you mentioned the war. We were lucky last winter, for instance, on energy prices that it was a relatively mild winter. What if it's a particularly cold winter? So what if inflation doesn't go the way the ECB wants, despite all these interest rate hikes, as you say, the 10th one now likely this month or next?
If it doesn't go, like, if there's some unexpected event, the ECB has a very large way to climb up. It can simply increase interest rates again and again and again. There are other tools at its disposal, but it can simply say to firms that want to pass on cost increases, keep doing this and we will increase interest rates. It can say to households, look, in economies like Ireland's that are at risk of overheating, look, you guys keep going and we will keep increasing interest rates. So it's not just about what's happening today. It's about the bank guiding people's future behavior and saying, if you do this, we will do that. And it can respond to events very, very quickly, as we've seen, mm-hmm. During COVID. During COVID, the ECB was, pumping out hundreds of billions, over a mere number of months. So it's able to move extremely rapidly if it needs to. And so if we see a very large unexpected event, like a big change in interest rate or a big change in energy prices, etc., that's exactly what they'll do. And they do have enough and very substantial firepower to be able to do that.
And they're also of the view, aren't they, that governments should be reining back on cost of living supports, which is interesting in the context of our budget coming up and the billions and billions in the government coffers.
Yeah, I don't think that the ECB have publicly commented on the budget as it's coming up. I don't think that they would think it's appropriate, but I can't imagine that they are delighted with the idea of an economy where the unemployment rate is just over 3%, where things are going very well from a macroeconomic perspective. Of course, there are things that aren't going well in different sectors, like housing. But the economy here is growing very, very rapidly. So I think the idea of adding more billions, as you say, to the spending pot is probably not great if you're the ECB and your job is to try to rein in inflation.
Indeed. So we know that any increase, it's going to have a huge impact, obviously, on borrowers and particularly those paying mortgages here, on businesses as well. What about other European countries? You mentioned Germany. What would the impact likely be on the rest of Europe? Are there countries looking at recession?
Yeah, indeed. So France and Germany, that they're one of the things we look at very carefully is industrial production. So how much stuff basically is getting produced? And a lot of this is being produced on working capital, which comes from banks. And every time you go, as everybody with a business knows, every time you go to the bank, the for working capital, the bank expresses the loan that you're going to pay at the interest rate that it sees from the ECB plus whatever its cost of capital is. So the bank, the German industrial production would be markedly slowed, in fact, because they are borrowing pretty much constantly. Similarly to France, so that means that as the German and French economies slow down, you know, their satellite countries like Austria, etc., would also slow down. So that provides a robust case for keeping interest rates where they are now, because interest rates take a little bit of time to feed in to the real world. It's not like the financial markets adjust instantly, but you don't see a change in interest rates until you actually go to the bank to ask for a new loan, and that might take months or sometimes even years.
Okay, well, we find out later today. Thank you for talking to us this morning. Steve Kinsler there, Professor of Economics at the University of Limerick and Chief Economics Writer, with the currency at 17 minutes past 7.